He shall save his people from their sins. By Frank Hall. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Glorious Jesus, your name is the cure for sin-sick hearts, the resting place for the weary pilgrims of Zion, heavenly manna for every true Israelite wandering through this barren wilderness of darkness and sin. This name, which is above every name, calms the troubled sea within, sweetens every bitter trial, illuminates every sad and lonesome path, dispels the darkness of doubt and despair, and soothes the trembling heart of every redeemed child of God. This precious verse teaches us that Jesus Christ cannot fail to save his people from their sins. He established perfect righteousness for them by his obedience unto death, and obtained eternal redemption for them with his own precious blood. When he shouted from the cross, "It is finished," salvation was finished, God's holiness was appeased, satisfaction for sin was made, and judgment was over for all the people of God. God did not send his Son into the world to save all men from their sins. Rather, he sent his Son into this wicked world to save his people from their sins. God's salvation, in its entirety, is for his elect people, who are identified in the Scriptures as the people of God. All that the Lord Jesus did, does, and will do is, and has always been, and will always be, for his chosen people. He came into this world, was born of a virgin, lived under the law, was in all points tempted like as we are, and perfectly obeyed the will of God in all things for one reason, that he might save his elect people with an everlasting salvation. He loved them, chose them, and gave himself for them. Them, and only them. He was born for his people. He kept the law for his people. He suffered for his people. He was made sin for his people. He died for his people. He arose from the dead for his people. He ascended into glory for his people. He rules all things for his people. He intercedes for his people. He is coming again for his people. Listen to the reverberation of God's distinguishing grace as the Apostle Paul sounds the gospel trumpet. Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27.